Good morning. Happy ninja finale day. I'm in my winter warm day because here in Colorado we woke up to a beautiful little snowy morning. The Minnesotan in me absolutely loves it and is not deterred by roads or snow whatsoever. I just more so realize there's a lot of people in Colorado, regardless of how much, we're like a mountainous area. I also am aware of how many people aren't familiar with traveling in snowy weather. So I'm more so I'm cautious of everyone else. I love it. I love snow. Not always. I like it when it comes here and there. And then hopefully we'll be gone after a sunny day tomorrow. We've made it. You guys have literally barreled through the last 3.5 weeks with really intense content that is, again, it's only the surface level or like 1 to 2 levels deep, and there's a lot more that we could do and explore, hence why all the additional supplementary resources I have. But those of you who have been on top of your homework, or there's a lot of you that have done like weeks one or like days 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you're just missing your seller and your buyer packets. Thanks to those of you who have reached out to me. I will have a compiled list of everyone who has completed. And if it's your first time completing Ninja, then you will be rewarded with a lovely treat we'll be talking about later on in this call. So if you haven't completed your homework yet, make sure to get it in. If it gets in tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, totally okay. Just ping me if you're confused. Those of you who have done it, hopefully it was helpful to hear all of that. So today's a little short and sweet. You guys started this potentially not really knowing anything about like the path or mindset or how to turn yourself into a player mode versus a victim mode. How to be in flow with somebody, what a forward conversation is, and how impactful that can be in engaging with people that you already know, like, and trust, or are just passing by on the street or at a sporting event or waiting in line at the grocery store, whatever. You guys have really dove into a lot of different aspects, all kind of accumulating to how to work with sellers and buyers on the front end of things when we're consulting with them. Most of us should have a pretty good idea of like how we handle the under contract process. You're all going to naturally do it more like ninjas now that you know how to treat people like they want to be treated, key in on some of those important factors depending on different personality profiles, and just definitely leading with them first, customer centric mentality always. And so all of that led to our seller consultations and our buyer consultations. And I'm hoping that some of you have seen some really wonderful turns in that arena with maybe you've had a seller or a buyer consult since we first got started and your conversation flowed a little bit easier, or it was easier to be more authentic and engaging because you were treating them how they wanted to be treated. If anybody has experienced that, just let me know with like a little emoji or something. It's pretty remarkable. I'm also a practicing agent as well as a managing broker here. I have had 3 buyer consults and 2 listing consultations since this ninja. And so like I'm in flow too. I'm putting out this energy. It all comes back to me as well. So it's not just one, like it happens no matter what you're doing or what your activities are. It's just like the activities breed the production. So I love seeing like the little tidbits that you guys have shared and the little success stories or even questions. It's really wonderful. It's okay. Like we are constant learners. There's not like Ninja, and we'll talk about this today, it's not a destination. It's just a lifestyle. And if you can reside to that idea, you guys are really far ahead of things because, yes, there's the foundations and the principles and the general pillars in which we stand by with Ninja, but you are all going to just live this way more naturally. And you almost at certain points will not even realize that you might not realize that you're living and acting like ninjas when you already are. Way to go, Casey. Love that. All right, so this day is all about the ninja path and kind of just like summarizing some ideas. Like, we've done the bulk of the work. And now, you know, we're going to talk about what to do next and what comes after we've done the bulk of that work. As always, we're going to start with gratitude. It's our last morning to have some gratitude shares. I hope that this has been as wonderful for you as it has for me. I love hearing what you guys are all grateful for. I love finding things to be grateful for. I am so grateful for every single one of you who chose to show up live every week, chose to play a replay, chose to do the work, and are committed to excellence, not just for you, but for your clients as well. Remember, our life list needs funding, and all of these activities is what we're doing to fund the life we want to live. Grateful for your buyers. Oh, amen. Grateful that you got up early. Way to go, Devin. I hope you got up early to do your Ninja 5 and it made life easier for you. Hosting an open house this weekend. Always nice to have those opportunities. Yes, Tessie, out of quarantine. What a beautiful thing. Last week I had my kid home with me, so I feel the same way just because of somebody in his class. Breakfast Mayhew, that's the best. Buyers putting their trust in me. Totally, Janelle. Busy with clients, that's the best. It's hard a lot. I love that you're grateful for being busy with clients. A lot of people gripe about that, and that's a really great way to turn kind of what could be a negative and overwhelm into a positive energy state. It's going to, right, you're going to focus on, it's going to attract more and more and more. Oh, sunshine. New tires in a snowstorm. Amen, Janelle. Oh, Laura, thank you. I'm so grateful for all of you. We love to support. We're here to make sure that our goal, like my goal and Weston Main's goal, is to kind of like leave everyone better than where they came in. Make sure that you guys are all successful and you have the tools and the resources to know that you guys all have the success within you. You just have to take the action now. And we're here to support you and to provide those resources. And so you guys are all the ones doing the work. I'm just a train conductor on this railroad right now. So it's all you guys doing this work, and you should be really proud of yourselves, because that's how we all get better in this industry. And then we create better people in this industry too. It's huge. It's like a big old ripple effect. So what we're putting out there, we're also going to get back in turn. Grateful for the snow and a cozy fireplace. I know I'm excited for that this afternoon as well. Take some calls for in front of my fireplace today. Okay, yes, we do have a lot of resources. That's the beauty of being a part of a ninja-based company, is that everything that we have is all catered towards essentially the Ninja 9, but your buyer and seller consults, everything that we have and provide and do and say and act and believe in is ninja. Whichever way you want to call it, it's all ninja. And that speaks volumes. And I know that because there's people that come to us and they can't figure out what it is that they love about Weston Main. But it is our culture, and that is because we believe in taking care of other people. It's not about us, it's about them. So without that, I mean, without further ado, the Ninja 9, how are we doing? Has anybody successfully like done your daily 5, done your weekly 4, like to the, like made improvements every single week? How's that going for you? How's that feeling for you? I would love to hear like anything that's like aha moments that have come in, how you're structuring your day with it. Have you been building this in and time blocking, right? Those daily 5 habits every single day. I firmly believe they should happen prior to checking your email, because emails are like little time warps that you get sucked into. And then all of a sudden it's like 3 hours later and you're deep into like Crate and Barrel because you found a 15% off coupon that accidentally got sent to your work email, and then you forgot to get back to your buyers. So, it's just me. Your 5 daily success habits, very easy to do first thing in the morning. Those 4 weekly success habits are typically a little bit harder to bring on. Becoming a habit, that's awesome. That's hard. You're exercising a muscle. It's not going to like just click necessarily right away. But the more you do it, the more your body starts to get accustomed to it. Because then when you don't do it, you're going to notice. And you're going to notice that maybe something feels empty in your week, or you might have like a little missed connection. That's great, Devin. Slowly getting into that four is better than not doing it at all. Working on those 50 live interviews. I love like the working on it, not just this is too hard, this is too much. We're all progress over perfection. Okay, done is better than perfect. If you get 15 done this week and you got 10 done last week, give yourself a pat on the back. Let's always try to inch towards that 50. 50 is the goal. If you're brand new, or you just moved to the area that you're working in, it's probably hard to find 50 people. And your mother's like, hey, we've talked already 6 times a day. You can't count this anymore. Like, it will grow. The more you do the activities, the more you're doing, keeping in flow, other stuff starts dominoing right out of it. The 50 live interviews are always everyone's hardest. And I would say the real estate reviews, but as long as you commit to them and keep them and just like at your forefront and as a focus of an activity of what you're doing, it will start to become more natural. If you feel like you're bothering somebody by making your 50 forward phone calls, perhaps it's a mindset shift. Maybe you're thinking more about you and not about them. How can I provide value to them? It's about them. It's not about you. Yes, I always do my daily five before my kiddo is awake. And I just like count down until I can hear him from his room. So I hear you with that, Kendra. Try to do it and make it work for you. Because honestly, the daily five's kind of, you know, the warm and the hot list is important. And it really kind of sets your tone to start seeing opportunities. But it's all for you. Gratitude's affirmations, life list. That's like a soul filler right there. Show up, be committed to what you're doing. 2 personal notes. Like it puts you in that positive energy state. Maybe your 2 personal notes is just who you're going to write to because you don't have your cards with you or something like that, but at least you have the framework all there. Keep going. When in doubt of what to do, I always hear agents say like, well, I don't know what to do to get going with my business. Ninja 9. This right here is your framework for success. These are the 9 activities. If you do consistently, whether how robust or not, will directly impact the results of your business. Like, I guarantee it. But it's not just writing down that you did it. It's actually doing it. It's actually committing to it. And only each and every single one of you gets to decide that for yourself. We're, like I said, just the train conductor over here. What stop are you going to get on? What stop are you going to get off? Don't know if that analogy works, but here we are. Okay. There's kind of like 4 big pillars that we're going to focus on to kind of wrap things up today before we talk about our little culmination moment. But I think I'm kind of inching towards touching on this, but Ninja is all about the power of incremental change. Okay. There's a book about, and we'll share out, there's a whole Ninja reading list that we'll share out with you. But I feel like there's a book that speaks really, maybe it's Atomic Habits that speaks to, incremental change and how much it affects just like little bits over time and what that impact, like little impacts every single day and what that large impact is. Big idea here. All of the items and the actions in Ninja are super easy to do if you just do them. They're also super easy not to do. I don't have to show up every day. I don't have to look at my warm and my hot list. Maybe somebody will call me to see if they want to buy a house. I know I pay for Zillow leads, so maybe something will come in there. It's all up to you. If we look at that, what's comfortable early this is a really good way to think about it. What's uncomfortable early becomes comfortable later. And on the converse of that, what's comfortable early becomes uncomfortable later. Blame, neglect, entitlement. I don't need to do all this sort of stuff. I lived here my whole entire life. People will just know me. I posted once that I'm a real estate agent. Versus taking responsibility for your actions, taking discipline in running your business and taking ownership over your business. And where you want to be on that lifestyle continuum. Your finances, your health, your business, your personal development, your relationship. It's all in turn. It all happens. Ninja is a path. It's not an event. Like I said, it's not somewhere that like, oh, check, done. Right back to normal. No, this is a lifestyle. We're entering into kind of a new normal. Make it as big and as extreme as you want. However, it's a new way. It's just, you're going to start seeing things differently. You're going to start operating differently. And when things become challenging, you're going to come right back onto this path. It's a path. Remember how we exit the highway sometimes? We don't just keep going wherever, like, we just exited to, hopefully land somewhere. We don't get back onto that highway. And the highway's always there. It's always available to you. And there's always resources sitting there and waiting. Open arms, no judgment. But you got to do the work. Okay, the 10 commitments of ninjas. Daily gratitudes and affirmations. Easy enough. It's already part of our system. Reading mastery or ninja books daily. Mastery. I'll share it out. When you take a ninja installation, they talk about what mastery is, and I'll share a separate resource. It's basically just like a pledge to yourself. But reading books that are on the ninja reading list daily, right? That's part of our, let's put a part of your 5 daily success habits. Schedule and perform your Ninja 9 each week. Done. Easy. That's a commitment we can make. We're already making that commitment. Interview, and this is already part of it, to interview 4 questions, 50 people per week. Look for ways to create value. It's about them. It's not about you. Easy enough. It's already part of our Ninja 9. Track your activities using your Ninja Planner. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have a really easy way to hold ourselves accountable and keep track of what we're doing. Participate in a weekly skills group to develop your skill set. Now that you guys have experienced this workshop and hopefully read the Ninja Selling Book, reviewed some of the resources provided, get together and talk about skills groups. Maybe you get together and go through buyer consults. Maybe you do seller consults. Maybe you're working on 50 live interviews, like hot seat style, 10, 15 minutes, but it doesn't have to be weekly. Maybe it's once a month you're doing Ninja Skills Group. But just to keep yourself fresh, work together with the people that are already on this same path and of this same mindset. Review your Ninja notes and listen to Ninja Action Tips weekly. You can go, I think it's on just like ninjaselling.com. It's like a little email that you get sent out from Ninja. And I think they also library into the Ninja U resources as well. But they're great little things. They come from Larry Kendall, Peter Parnag, John Tennyson, all the people that are kind of teachers of the installation and founding fathers, if you will. Listen to Ninja recordings and webinars. Same thing with their podcast is a great one. Anything in Ninja U. Number 9, show up for work, for sales meetings, for skills groups, for your clients, for yourself, for your family, for health. We could keep going, but just show up. Be present where you are and be committed to what you're doing and not pulled in every single other direction. This is all about funding your life with. And if we can do that and show up, the funding will come. And always maintain a positive energy state. Is it always easy to maintain a positive energy state? No. But what's a really easy way to switch from a negative energy state to a positive energy state? What do we think? Maybe a hint, we do it every time we get together on these calls. I don't care if you're walking down the street, driving in your car, sitting at your computer. Gratitude, 100%. Gratitude is the easiest way to shift from that low negative to a high positive energy state. You don't even have to believe it. It just does it. It just does it for you. Your non-conscious doesn't know. And remember, you have that RAS, reticular activating system, in there. If you shift yourself to that positive energy state, like, the walls could be crumbling around you, but your body and your mind and your non-conscious believes in the positive. It will start seeing the positive. It will start attracting to the positive. So always the best way to turn it around. How do you make the 85 warning? So 10 commitments, easy to do, right? Also easy not to do. Who's going to do them? We can do this. Maybe it's not, maybe some week, like, you don't show up, you know, but we're going to get back on the path. That's it. That's all we ever ask. It means nothing. It's all about the success for your business. And I know that you can all do it. You have the framework here. You don't need to Google another way to run your business or another way to figure out how to get leads or whatever. Just do this work. This is it. But commit to it. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens with consistent effort over time. Okay. 3 and 4. 3, focus on productive activities and the income takes care of itself. focus on the productive activities, and the income takes care of itself. What do you think those productive activities are? I talk about them every week. When in doubt, Ninja 9. Those are the productive activities. You focus on those items. The income takes care of itself. Sure, it's hard to sometimes sit back and be like, okay, well, I've been doing my 50 life interviews. I did this. Where's the income? It will come. That's a little bit switching into the negative, right? We have to be abundant in our mindset. You focus on that activity, I promise you, and the income will come. The production will come. The clients will come. The offer writing will come. Not if you just focus on it for 1 week, not if you just focus on it for 30 days, but you commit. It's your lifestyle now. It's how you run your business. And if you choose to run your business this way, your business will take care of you. Promise. For the most part. But I do believe in all this firmly. When you experience fear, throw the switch. And this is like a little woo-woo, but I'm a very woo-woo person. It's exactly what I believe in. Focus on them. Focus on like love and kindness and creating value. And that fear goes away, right? Fear is usually like an anxiety about an us-centric thing. What am I doing wrong? What if I didn't tell them the right thing? What if they don't like, no, focus on them, take care of them, create value. The fear starts to go away because it's not about you. Everything that we do in this business is about the people that we're here to take care of. That's it. And then everything else takes care of itself. So just find yourself when there's that little like fear or doubt or uncertainty, it creeps in both. I mean, we could also shift in, throw in like gratitude here or focus on them or what do they need? I wonder what's going on with them. Why do I feel this way? Because like, what am I noticing about them? Nothing about you. Okay. Really important, really simple theory in Ninja. And you'll hear it when you hear, like if you listen to the Ninja podcast, and then on the Ninja U, if you look up Pi, you'll find resources about this. But Pi time is a really good way to assess the activities that you are doing throughout a week. Okay. So if we picture a week as like 100%, your Pi time takes care of different little portions of that. P time is where you produce income. And P time involves you, a client, and a contract. Okay. It also includes going homes, reviewing contracts, writing up on contracts, anything that you're like directly doing with a client. That's P time. When we're doing those things, when we're showing homes, when we're going on listing consultations, when we are writing contracts, when we're reviewing contracts for listing, that's all P time, and that is what eventually produces income for you. That's the most valuable little wedge of your wheel of time. With I time is indirect client time. It's all the activities that you do that lead to P time. Ninja 9. That's all your I time. Every time you're sitting there working on I time, and perhaps it is doing pop pies, right? Like that's just like producing something for your clients. You're connecting with them. You have a client appreciation. All of your forward phone calls, all of your interviews, etc. All of those activities eventually lead to you being with a client and working with a contract, right? So I and P time are your most valuable wedges in your wheel. And they have E. And most dollars per hour for the activities. They're worth the most, right? Like doing those are probably going to yield you the highest income per hour result. And then we have E. E is everything else. This has a very little chance of feeding, fueling, or propelling your business. This is the actual physical part of like delivering the pot pies. Like when you're driving around for 6 hours in a day, delivering your pop dies. Sometimes it needs to happen, but it's not necessarily, it's keeping you in flow. So it's like feeding into the I time, which then feeds into the P time. But E is everything else, going grocery shopping, going to play the back nine for the last half of the afternoon because you don't have any more appointments for the day. Going, you know, when you go on vacation, a lot of people spend a lot of time in e-time, and it's usually $20-$25 an hour activity, whether it is something that you could be paying someone to do, or it's only worth that much in its time. Or it actually is just fun and recreational and doesn't do anything to fuel your business. The goal is to have a high amount of P and I time, high amount of P time. That's where we're going to fund our life with. I time, really, we want to start taking up a chunk to feed that E time. And in theory, just starting to shrink that E time as much as we can. The more E time we have, the less P time we have available. So let's make some room for that P time by diminishing that everything else. Part of that showing up, sticking to your schedule, doing the things that you need to be doing every single week. Has anybody heard of pie time before? Or sort of dabbling in it? Some people, you might have heard it called pin time. Productive, indirect, and then N is like non-productive activities. With a little bit of a non-ninja way that I've heard it phrased before. But we're going to have, I'm going to give you a little bit of a way to track. I mean, really, you'll be able to know what you're doing based on your ninja planner. So what's really beautiful is we have created a 3-month ninja planner or a planner with us. I mean, that's focused all around your ninja activities. Okay. What this planner allows you to do is, will you put up the month wide view for me, please? So there's like some big components here. So, it's 3 months at a time, and it's generic so that you don't have to worry about wasting one, or maybe you're gone for a month or whatever. Okay. So you're going to put out your, maybe you on your big month long calendar, you can put in your home anniversaries that you know, or like, oh, I know this month at this time I'm doing pot pies. Here's your action items for the month, your 3 mailings, auto flow that you're going to take care of. It gives you some things to focus on. What's your affirmation this month? What are you focusing on with relationship, health, your personal growth? This is kind of your little blueprint here, okay? Just like any other planner, but it's very ninja centric. And then if we go into the week view, this is where the magic happens, I think. This is great. I don't have control of that screen for the week view to come out. Yes! The week view is your Ninja 9. Right here, everything that you need. So if you'll notice on the left-hand column, it gives you every single day of the week. We do a check mark for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if you would like to. Remember, I'm always like a little optional on those on like the personal note side of things. Gratitude, positive readings, affirmations, daily routine. Did you check your warm list? Did you check your hot list? Exercises on there. Take care of your health. Are there any other things that you're working towards doing every single day of the week? We then have the live flow checkboxes. Guess how many checkboxes are on the live flow portion? Won't be hard to guess. Exactly. 50. Our goal is to do 50 live interviews every week. So this is a great vision. Remember, we're 60% visual learners. So at least when we look at our live flow and we're being honest with ourselves, we can see how many people are taken care of as I flip week to week. Is my amount of area filled up on my checkboxes growing? Is it maintaining? Is it lowering? What's going on? Can we keep up good accountability? Look at that. Daily success habit checkboxes. Did I update my database? I just need to do it once a week. Have I review my weekly goals, my monthly goals, my yearly goals? Did I review my pie time? Did I review my life list? Gives you 2 spaces and, you know, a little bit of blank there if there's anything else you're trying to do every week. Did the 2 people that you're doing your real estate reviews for, did they mail or they in person? They're right there. Who did you do them for? And then it gives you a tracker for your pie time. So throughout the other days of this week, we have 2 blanks every day who you write your personal notes to. Check it off when they're in the mail. What are your action items for those days? And then the bottom squares are for a scheduling system. So they're not broken out by time because I think that that can be sometimes limiting. But you know, I have like here's my ninja planner. Just I kind of space them out based on time. But it's there to keep you on track and schedule out or see what your schedule looks like for that week. And then we have action items for the week. And if you have to focus on the one thing, like maybe this one thing this week is five more live interviews than last week, or gratitude every single day. Remember, like it has to work for you. But this is your Ninja Nine every single week. This is your roadmap. No more excuses. Is it complete? So then at the end of the week, you can look at it and you can tally up. Maybe you take two different highlighters or three for your pie time, PIME. And you can highlight, okay, well, this is me and a client, this is me and a client, this is me and a client, this is me and a client. This was Ninja Nine, Ninja Nine, Ninja Nine, and this was E. And you can come down to that bottom corner and calculate out how much of your week was spent in each one of those quadrants. And see if over the t over time we're moving towards more P and less E. Okay. And then because I know everyone's like, well, great. So I have these text boxes of who's this live flow coming from, but I don't remember who I called. We got you covered. The next page behind the weekly page you'll see is your 50 live interviews. There are 50 spaces right here to say who you called. Maybe you learned something and maybe there's an action item you need to do. Check box if it means that there's an action item and maybe you took care of it. Any quick little notes to write there. On Fridays, I love to look back on my forward and record and see if there's anyone I need to update my database with. Maybe that's my action item. Put in database. They highlight that. That's kind of like an I situation. Okay. So we got you covered. Everything is here that you need to be a ninja. Every single one of you who has completed the homework will receive a Ninja Planner for free. We got you covered. It's going to be given right to you. After you use that first 3 months, and you'll be able to buy more as it goes, but for sure to honor the time and the commitment and the energy that you put forth to grow your business and to commit to this path, we want to make sure that you're taken care of and have the tools. Like we said, we're all about success. We want you to succeed. So these are the tools and the resource in place to keep you on the path. Like it's laid out for you. There is no reason why we can't keep track of things. This comes with me wherever I go. I have my little sticker on the back so I know whose it is. I put my little 2022 in a pretty scene that made me happy. It's with me. The other thing we don't have the, I'm just going to show you at the end of every month, which is super nice. I'm going to show you in my planner, is that there's two full blank pages of notes, which I find to be just really helpful. You know how you always just need to jot something down? So I keep that and it just keeps it within the month as well. So those are your incentives for doing all of this work. If you haven't completed all of your homework yet, don't worry about it, but just get it done. I really want you guys all to have this in hand. Because I want you to have the roadmap to get you back on, right? You get off the planner. This is your road. You take that highway exit. This is your roadmap to get back on the path. That's it. It's as simple as this. Open it up and just start. Who cares if last week was blank? We're not going to dwell on that. We're going to be right here. We're going to show up. We're going to do the work. Question. I get really excited about this. I love this planner. I love the way it looks. I like the way it organizes. It brings magic because when you do the things, you have all of the gifts. You are going to have a space in the beginning too to write out your life list, which is really nice. I haven't transferred mine from like the hard copy that I carry around with me, but life list space right in the front. I'm looking forward to you using it too, Laura. I think everyone's gonna love it. I think it's so helpful. Easy to do. Easy not to do. This makes it easier to do, I think. Designed by our wonderful Helen Thompson. A lot of time and energy went into this in little tweaks, and we are very lucky to have people here to help us support all of this on our path. Yes, it totally challenges to stay focused. You see some things that are, and listen, I'm not all about like, you don't have to fill up your days just to fill them up. But if you notice like, wow, I have personal notes blank for all of these days. What could I do here? Well, I have not checked my warm list this week. Better start now. Okay, it just holds you accountable as well. It'd be a great thing to buddy up with somebody, share out your planner at the end of the week. How does it look? Or at the beginning of the following week. It's really helpful. That's all I got for you, my friends. I am so grateful for every single one of you who has been doing this work. And if you haven't been doing it live, don't worry about it. But just keep going with it, because it will, I think, change your business and change the way that you operate in the world of real estate. And just like your mentality as well. It's amazing. You guys are amazing. I'm always available for questions. And we will look forward to seeing you on our next time around. If anything comes up, little hiccups, remember, Ninja U is a great resource. Don't forget about it. Ninja Selling Podcast, great resource. Read the book. We'll get that Ninja Selling, the Ninja reading list out to you as well. All of these things are here for you. Don't be shy. Go forth and be wonderful, because you guys are all wonderful. If you're in Colorado, stay warm and cozy. Kind of enjoying the snow. No complaints from me today. I will see you all again soon, hopefully in person one day. And it's been so fun to connect with a lot of you that I've never met before and meet you virtually from afar. So gone, but not away. I'm always available on Slack for you all. Have a great rest of your, I don't know what day it is, Tuesday. It's like Thursday. Great rest of your Tuesday. Be safe and be ninjas.